Well, it's great talking about increasing tourism, but if you have nowhere to stay in these towns and villages, where are you going to stay? The Airbnb, there's a clampdown on that in the whole of Ireland. They're trying to because of the housing crisis. So, I mean, you're at a situation where they can talk all they want. The East Coast is totally different than the West Coast. But if you have people coming into the area, which we know now, there's nowhere to stay. There's no, I'm guilty of this myself, no pubs, no restaurants open during the week. What's people going to do? So, I mean, we have a housing crisis where you have a situation where the capacity isn't there for builders to build and trying to deal with Irish water. We're told that in our towns and villages that we won't be able to build estates because the capacity is not there. So, I mean, you're dealing with people then that are looking at short-term lets instead of dealing with rent per month. So you're at a situation now where people are being priced out of the market. Recently, a one-bedroom house in Manor Hamilton has gone for 1,000 a month. So that's the situation we're in.
And these figures are coming in from AIB. They're claiming this in their latest survey that's reported today, being so dependent on pharmaceutical exports and then saying that tourism could be a decent backup if need be. You know something, neither just seem to be a great strategy at present.
Well, we've been crying out in the restaurant and the pub business for them to lower the VAT rate, right? And that was prior to the election. That's not going to be lower till October. But recently I've seen a survey where there was 3,500 businesses gone out of business. So that action has happened too late. So, I mean, that was a big thing in the election, to reduce the VAT rate from 13.5% to 9%. Everybody in business is impacted by the huge costs that of running the business. You have the wage per hour went up. You have your electricity, your insurance, your just ongoing costs. Plus, we've seen a time now where there's no disposable income out there because of the cost of living. So that's the real reality that we're dealing with. So I don't believe any of these figures at all.